Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hello.
Pam's there.
Hi.
Phil's there.
Sup?
Want to thank everyone who came out to the very first Chaz and AJ monthly meal. Is that Prime 16? We had a group of tribe members there that were just awesome. Everyone in the room was great.
All cool.
Had an awesome time. Prime 16, the best food ever.
Yep.
And Jonathan is a co-owner and member of the tribe. He went to Ireland with us. Good people. Go over there. Ask for him. Tell him we sent you. He'll take good care of you.
Here you go.
Get the cornbread.
Oh, my God, right?
Crazy.
Get everything.
God, that's so good.
Ooh, what? You sounded possessed. Oh, my God.
No.
About to give birth.
It's weird because her eyes rolled into the back of her head, too.
Oh, yeah. My head is spinning.
You possessed her about the strength.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Cornbread. Oh, my God.
Oh, that food was just so good.
Go for it again.
So good.
Please.
Yeah, we're going to do another one this month at Prime 16. So try to win.
Yep.
So we can hang out with you.
Exactly.
Melanie called the show on during Loser of the Week, and you just never know how that segment's going to go.
What did
she call for?
Asshole?
No, she was going to nominate us for making fun of the bombing on Syria.
Right. Yeah, for bombing Syria.
Yeah, Syria, like, gasses their own people, kills babies.
Right.
We truck, like, 60 Tomahawks to the airport that launched those planes.
Right.
And she's busting our ass.
We're the assholes,
and she was basically saying, you know, maybe Syria didn't do it.
Like, we didn't know what's going on
that
yet.
We did it.
Oh, we don't know who did it. Yeah. We don't know. It's questionable.
Right. Yeah, social loyalty, Melanie.
What's funny is that it was the very first time she called the show.
Yep.
And within 60 seconds, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs at her.
And it wasn't, I love you.
And you called it, too. You did say, oh, this is not going to be good. You knew before she launched into her ring.
I knew because Phil put it up on the screen.
Oh.
Yeah, so I saw it. Phil gave me a little heads up. So it wasn't my intuition.
Oh, I thought it was. I was like, that's pretty good.
No.
Because she did, her tone did say, this is my first time calling. And wasn't like, hey, guys,
she
my
did
first time
sound
calling.
Right. Yeah.
Very excited.
Yeah.
You could tell trouble was brewing.
There are some calls where I'm like, I think they need to hear this on the air for the first time. And then, like, this one, I was just like, nah, I got to let him know what he's walking into.
Because
sometimes you'd just be like, you know what? I just don't want to even go down this road today.
Yeah. Right.
Forewarned is forearmed, as they say.
Be nice to AJ Day.
That's right.
That was over at 10.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think so.
Yes.
Minutes after we started.
I still have a shooter throw, Pam.
What?
Nothing.
Why is it just me?
But you know what? Melanie was fun, and we're going to play the 2-minute call here. And what's funny is, like, who sounds crazier, the crazy person or me? Here it is. Melanie.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
This is the first time I've ever called into a radio station ever. So.
Oh, it's nice to talk to you.
I feel like this isn't going to be pleasant for us.
What do you got?
Make it good.
I want to nominate all you all for making fun of the bombing in Syria. Not funny.
Okay.
How do we make fun of the bombing?
And how did we make fun of it?
How did you make fun of it? That's all you were doing.
In which way? We played audio.
Joking around. Yeah, that's not funny. How's that funny?
He gassed his people.
Wait,
hold on. The guy gassed his people this week.
No, he didn't. That's questionable.
Oh.
We don't have proof.
Oh, you're one of them.
Oh, please.
You're one of them. The United States is always wrong and everybody else is always right.
Yeah, go move over there.
No, I'm not saying that.
It's questionable?
No.
Okay.
Babies died.
There are pictures of parents holding their dead children.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know who did it.
Oh, Lord.
You gotta be kidding me.
Could have been the U.S. who did it, and it's not worth it.
Get out of this country.
One of them.
Get out of this country.
Oh.
Right now.
You know what? You should have kept your track record intact. You shouldn't call a radio station because you show how stupid you are.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know how many more people are being killed by bombing, and it's not funny. And it could start World War III. How is that funny?
Do you know what we bombed? We bombed an airport, and it was the military airport from which these airplanes carrying chemical weapons flown from.
Yeah.
That's questionable. That's questionable.
Lord. Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Did Sandy Hook happen?
Yes, Sandy Hook happened.
All right. 9/11, did that happen?
Yeah, but not the way they said it.
Okay. Off the phone you go.
Bye-bye.
Off the phone you go.
Bye-bye.
Well, I wonder how the phones are going to go after the break.
Let's see.
Okay, I feel like somehow I sounded crazier than the crazy person.
Well, you did do a good job.
It was warranted.
The other thing I want to talk about, then we'll go around the room, is this contest we're doing on PLR, which I'm so excited about it because we're included.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we're giving away $500 every day.
Money.
Yes.
Right?
Money.
So it's $500 money. In the morning, $500 3 o'clock in the afternoon with Lapatino.
Right.
Here's proof that no matter what you do, there's always going to be some dick who's like, meh, meh, meh.
Yep, that boil in the ass. Yep.
So this is a group thing where we pull our stations together, right?
Right.
It's only 14 stations, right? It's not like, or whatever, 14 markets
like,
or whatever.
It's not like Powerball.
It's not a lot of radio stations.
Right.
And I have to tell you, PLR is like the biggest station in all of the, you know. So it's real. The first winner was West Haven.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there's always someone who isn't happy.
That fly in the ointment.
And this guy keeps posting on our Facebook wall.
Right.
Right. So this is John. How about instead WPLR actually have a sweeps contest for their listeners instead of a contest to, quote, win with like 10 question marks, $500 with the whole United States, 20 question marks.
It's not the whole United States.
Nope. Yeah, you, nope.
Horrible contest, as no one in Connecticut can win when millions of listeners from all over the U.S. can win.
It's not millions.
Who approved this joke of a contest?
Whoever did is smart and great.
Exactly.
Way to deceive your listeners into thinking only they can win. Who's running that station? Governor Malloy?
Oh, wham.
What does that even mean?
Right.
This is just one of those guys that you could be having the best party and they'll find something fucking wrong. Like, well, you don't have the right potato chips. You don't have the right beer.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You don't have the right free food. I got an idea. Don't fucking play.
Don't come.
Don't call.
Yeah,
don't
relax.
Play.
Right.
I like that you listen because he quoted the show a couple of times so
he
you could tell he listens.
Did.
We appreciate that, John. But, you know, just don't be that wet fucking blanket
for the
rest of your life.
You're better than that. Come on.
Look at the good. Someone's winning $500, and chances are very, very good it's a PLR/Chaz and AJ listener.
Yeah. I hope it's you sometime.
I do almost hope he wins.
I don't want him to win.
Then he'll shut the fuck up.
No, I don't want him to win. What just happened,
fucking
Pam?
I hate that.
Oh, my God. She just... What happened?
It's spazzing out.
Stupid thing is here, and every time I move my leg, it hits the button to make your chair fall down.
So I'm talking to Pam. I'm making eye contact, and all of a sudden she disappears. Her chair goes down.
Like I'm in a
like
dentist office. My appointment's over.
This only happens to Pam, though. I talking to her once, and the chair did that, and then she got her foot stuck in the rung under the chair and couldn't walk.
Yeah.
I couldn't get it out.
It was like a Houdini.
Insurance case
like
waiting to happen.
If a normal person tried to do that, they would not be able to do it in 2 hours.
I don't know why.
But John, we just want to say thank you for listening and shut the fuck up.
Seriously, man. Yep.
And I mean that with the kind of respect I told Melanie that she sounds stupid.
Exactly.
Yep.
There's logic in here somewhere.
I love that you listen, but just try not to embarrass yourself.
Yeah, chillax.
What's that clip?
What?
They're so stupid. Yes. It just shows.
Yeah, you should have kept your street calling, not calling a... Your streak going that you're not calling a radio station because you showed how stupid you are.
Yes.
Something of that nature.
That sounds pretty right.
That right there.
I do love that Joe and Anthony immediately respond to John. Joe says, someone takes this contest very serious. Grab a Snickers and settle down, Beavis.
Yeah.
And then Anthony says, you have the exact same chances winning as everybody else does.
Right.
Like, if you enter to win, you got a shot to win. Same as everyone else. If you don't play, you don't get a chance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
We're not
like,
hand it to you.
It's like someone giving you a gift and you bitching about it.
Right.
It really is. It's like, wow. It's...
Yeah,
then
appreciate
it. Don't accept it.
Go find your happiness.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like someone going into a pizza place saying, well, how come you don't have any sushi? Because we're a fucking pizza place.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you're not happy, go fuck yourself.
Right. That's about it.
And I mean that in a loving way.
Right. Happily.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend's Barrett-Jackson weekend. BJCCA Palm Beach.
BJ.
Yep.
BJCCA. And the wife isn't going to be home.
Right. Exactly. It's going to be me and Marshall watching Cars on the block drinking martinis, making man food. I'm going to make a nice porterhouse on the charcoal, on the wood charcoal grill.
Nice.
And then I'm going to make my famous macaroni and cheese, little hot dogs and bacon in it with tons of Frank's Red Hot sauce. And I'll be like, I'll be up half the night with a heartburn, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
That sounds great. So the wife won't be around?
Right. Exactly.
So will you be able to masturbate in the living room? Like, do you move around your locations, or you always keep it the same spot?
The same secret location.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Secret location. Yeah, well,
the computer doesn't move.
You don't have a laptop.
No, I don't.
And when I say laptop, I mean laptop.
Yeah, no, trust me, nothing goes in my lap anymore.
Right. All right, so no jerking around during Barrett Jackson.
No, this is serious business.
That's serious business.
Serious.
Right.
Yeah, and then, sexy time comes later.
Exactly, when I'm in the mood.
Yeah, when you're in the mood.
With yourself.
When the mood is
And do you, like, lock Marshall out of the room?
Nah, he knows to stay away.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't
jump up?
So he
just knows.
Up?
Yeah, he has that weird look on his face, like, I know it's going to happen here.
Oh, he probably witnessed it once.
Kind of like when he licks his own asshole, I stay away from him. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. You know, it's like, I'm just going to leave him alone.
You can tell by someone's face what's going to happen next.
Now, if you guys ever switch it out, like you lick your own asshole and Marshall jerks off, that would be a funny picture.
He can't because they're opposable thumbs.
Right. Right. Well,
you did say you have no closed doors ever in your house. Like he walks in on you in the bathroom all the time.
You can't. When you have a cat, you cannot go to the bathroom with the door closed because it'll be scratch, scratch, scratch. What's going on there? Help me, daddy.
I close the door.
Yeah, no, he comes
I would
right
not
in.
Want to subject Kitty to that.
Well, you know what happens? They walk in, they learn from themselves. They go, oh, geez, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, it's so awkward.
Yeah.
They look at you with those, like, judgmental eyes.
Like, what the hell is going on?
It was worse when I had a dog. The dog come in there and, like, put his head right in my lap. I'm like, this is so inappropriate right now.
That's
pet me. I'm like, not right now.
Don't pant right now.
Exactly. Yeah, really.
Pam, what's up with you?
So I am flabbergasted because the other day I was just
I'm flabbergasted that you're flabbergasted.
It actually came out of her
and
ass.
AJ's flubbergasted. Flubble.
Things are
that.
Being thrown.
What was that?
I need that back.
AJ well, just threw something at Pam.
A mug is next.
Oh. All right. So that's all right.
I was
so
having a, I can't find it. I was
flabbergasted.
I was having a bad day the other day. Just a
Seems
bad
like
day
it's
at work.
Continuing.
Yeah. It was a bad day at work.
Can't get on the chair.
I wish you could see what's happening
what
with her right now.
I don't know. It's all your fault, Chaz, because you brought in that damn chocolate.
You brought in the damn chocolate.
The freaking Gordon
damn chocolate got me all messed up over here, don't you know?
That chocolate was from PJ, who brought it at the Chaz and AJ monthly meal. It was a gift for me. Jennifer and I are trying to watch what we eat, and I'm like, you know what? I want...
Let Pam have the seizures instead, enjoy it, and
we brought it in, left it in the kitchen.
Not thinking that Pam would eat all of it.
I didn't think she'd eat all of it.
I did. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
So you're flabbergasted?
The other day, I was having just a bad day. It was a crazy day at work. I kept messing up everything. Then I decide, you know
what?
It
sounds like a normal day.
Yeah, really? So you're saying?
Well, it was more than usual.
Oh,
gotcha.
Above
okay.
average.
It stood out.
So then I go to the beach. I get yelled at by a little girl at the beach. That's another story for another day.
Yeah, more on
another
that
night,
Monday.
Another day.
Then,
this kid comes up and says the darndest things, don't you know?
That's another story for another day.
Another story for another day. A new story on a new night.
All right, so it keeps getting worse.
Then I'm walking on the beach, and then somebody decides to shoot off like fireworks or something. Roxy runs the other way. I have to go run after her. I finally catch up to her. She refuses to turn around and go back to my car. I have to pick up this 80-pound dog and try to walk back to my car. It was a mess.
Dogs don't like fireworks.
No. And who's shooting off fireworks at this time of year? I don't know. Is there a holiday?
No. That's just Milford, man. They fire firecrackers all the time.
Oh, God.
A mortar went off like on a Tuesday at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Could have been a North Carolina fan celebrating.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Kentucky.
Maybe it was a golfer falling down the stairs.
Right.
It was just three noises I heard. Boom, 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 boom.
Sock it to me.
So then I finally get back to my car. It took me so long to get that dog back to the car.
That's a workout.
It
was a workout. It was very stressful. I was mad. So I'm in my car driving, and I'm just on a residential road, and I have this guy behind me with his high beams on tailgating me so close to me, and I'm like, you've got to be freaking kidding me. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to deal with this. I put on my blinker. Go pull over to the right, and I pull my car over to the right so he can get around.
Which, by the way, is the nicest thing anyone can do.
You can.
When someone's tailgating.
Yep.
All right, you're in a hurry.
Right.
I'm not. I'm going to let you go.
I'm not, right. Yeah. So I let him go, And I don't think he saw
proper
me.
Etiquette would be to wave, right? You go, you drive by and you're like, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.
He showed up.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Right. So I don't think he saw me. I don't think he was paying attention because he had to slam on his brakes and he almost crashes into me. And then he gets on like next to me and starts calling me an asshole through the window because, you know, it was a nice day. So all of our windows are down, calls me an asshole and then is like breaking in front of me. And I can hear him at every stop sign and every stoplight yelling at me through the window. And I'm like, what is going on today? I'm like, I did the nice thing. I let you go so you wouldn't have to be behind me, even though I'm going faster than the speed limit.
How's your day been? Good.
So you can't do anything right. It's Milford, AJ.
Can't say nothing to nobody.
Look what I have to deal with in this fucking town.
Welcome to my world.
It is.
And
it's
Milford
freaking
is
town.
A, and it's actually a crazy and elderly.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I'd love to get that guy on the air with Melanie and John from the internet.
Right.
Contest John.
Get all three of them together.
Yeah.
Contest John.
Phil, what do you got going on?
AJ, do you have any knives on you?
In my bag.
All right, it's not in the room.
No.
Okay.
This is
so,
my favorite.
I asked Andrew to have you recut those.
Are you dick? You know, I thought so. I'm like, well, you know, oh. Because you know what? They didn't do anything to it. They didn't change the spot. I listened, I'm like, wait, that's an old spot still.
I love this story.
Oh my God. Someone thought AJ misspelled hair. In that hair commercial.
Right.
And there was a tribe member. Yeah. He emailed me. I think he called Phil. We had a whole thing on the air about it. We were busting AJ's balls about the way he says R in hair. It sounds like or.
H-A-I-R.
H-A-I-R.
Yeah, but we were going back and forth about it. So Phil thought, I'm going to take the joke to another level.
So I emailed Andrew, like, right after the show. I'm like, listen, you got to, like, at an appropriate time, like, whenever this stuff comes in, you know better than me, just send AJ an email. Like, I don't know, like, noon. And just like, hey, client just said they want to touch up the end of the spot just so that they're sure that the commercial sounds clear, that the number's getting through, that everyone can understand. So AJ writes back. He's like, well, I already left, so...
Yeah, I'm home already. I just saw so...
You're so mad. Did he write
so
mad?
Yes, he did.
I did.
Oh,
yes, he
did.
Yep.
Did he write... Like, all the sentence starts with dot, dot, dot,
yes,
which makes me think, like, did he send something else, and now this is a thought that's in the middle of another thought?
Hey, it's my thing.
Yes, he did.
So you write dot, dot, dot to start an email.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, wait, what came before
this? Well, it's like me, like, being, well, you know, like and you tell me it's because, you know, like, it's kind of like just a, like, I really don't care.
No, but you start an email all the time with dot, 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 then you start your thought.
Right. It's my thing.
But it's like, wait, this is some kind of, this is the second
the
part of a thought, the middle, the end. What was before this?
He starts
what was before
Facebook
the dot,
posts
dot,
with
dot.
That too.
Exactly.
You too.
It's my
That's
thing.
Right.
It's my little thing.
Oh, all right.
It's like he just looked up from Barrett Jackson. He's like, oh, I had to post. And he's like, dot, dot, dot.
As opposed to my big thing we'll talk about. Yes.
So, yeah. So Andrew emails AJ. AJ's like, well, I'm already home. Andrew's like, all right, well, just do it tomorrow when you get here. So
no worries, sis.
I printed it out for Andrew. I give it to AJ. I sent AJ over to Andrew's studio. And I told Andrew before you went in there, I'm like, listen, however he cuts it the first time, just tell him to slow it down. Then have him speed it up. Then tell him to slow it down again. Then have him speed it up again until he loses his shit. And I was having him record everything, expecting that you were going to rip me apart. It didn't happen that way, unfortunately, because one of the sales ladies walked in as AJ
Maria.
Was walking in. And Maria! So AJ, I feel like, was
love
on his,
Maria.
Yes, everyone
Everybody
loves
does.
Maria.
Yeah.
So AJ was on his goddamn best behavior in there, and I'm like, God damn it, it was the perfect setup. It took a couple of days.
Because
we didn't overplay our hand.
But Maria's nice to me. I'm very nice to her. She's
right.
Tranquility.
Well, you were on your best behavior. You didn't want to be a raging...
Well, no, running
like,
into her
I'm
going to
knife
mood.
Fucking Phil.
It put me in a good
crazy
mood.
Man.
But yeah, he did do that.
While she's standing there.
He made me do it over and over again, and then he goes, I need you to do it faster. So now that fuck, I'm going to get him too.
And we would have played that audio all day today, but it was like, it wasn't like vintage angry AJ.
From now on, I'm using the F word between everything I record. So
all
we
right.
have to sit there and you have to cut and paste everything.
I just love how this came so soon after an April Fool's prank was played on AJ that you didn't think for 1 second, is this another prank? Right?
April Fool's? I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know. I just thought, like, wow, he doesn't realize that this is a joke at all. I thought it was so funny.
It's something that would happen. And was, like Phil said, he didn't overplay it.
Yeah.
You know, it was just an just email from, it was really, the whole thing was well played.
And retentive enough to work.
Yeah.
But Pam was giving me hints that you were losing your mind in the studio during like the 2 days before you had to record this.
Yep.
He was.
That's okay.
He was flipping out about
it. That's okay. Like I said,
and it was great.
Italian tempers, man. You don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen.
That's not Italian. That's mental.
Yeah.
Like that's anger management.
An Italian temper, you don't know when it's going
to
happen.
As a recently discovered part Italian and Portuguese, also known to have temper. Your thing, that's crazy, man.
Remember, there's a thin line between crazy and genius. I'm one lab experiment away from being a supervillain.
No, crazy and genius, yes. Like Albert Einstein, some people thought he was crazy because he'd walk around mumbling stuff, working out.
I'm constantly mumbling too. I'm like, fucking assholes that they fucking did last time.
No, but you're just a bottled up, raging lunatic like the Hulk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yep, that was my thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stand a little further away from AJ.
Oh, that was great. Knife you, Phil.
Phil, if I have to cut this again, I will fucking knife you. Oh, you didn't say.
No, we were on the air.
No, I said it clean. Yeah.
That was my all-time favorite thing you've ever said. That and Hungry Boy.
Well, happy birthday to Johnny A., Phil's dad.
Yes.
Going to be barbecue on Sunday. We got a nice day. It's going to be like in the high 60s. Yeah, maybe we'll throw some apples at the geese. Who knows?
That'll You're be right? the best. Can you record that, please?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't record any faces. Just throw the,
Yes.
It won't be Phil. If we happen to come upon a video like that, it's not Phil's family. We have some letters here. Well, not letters. We have some emails here. We asked you if you have any questions to email us at Chaz, C-H-A-Z at WPLR.com. Tribe member Dan, what time do you guys get up? All different times.
Yep.
Me 3:50 to 4 a.m. AJ?
2 a.m. exactly.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Crazy.
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 Pam?
3:45 to 4:15.
Depending
on how many snoozies.
Right. So many snoozies.
Yeah. When Pam emails me, it's late in my day. When I get an email from Pam, that's around like 9:45, 10 o'clock with the stories. I'm like, she's going to be a shitbag tomorrow.
Yep.
And man, I was right.
Yep, hair up in a ponytail.
Yeah, it's like, it's all bad.
Like, what the fuck happened to you?
Same outfit as yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Phil, what time do you get up?
So I've started coming in earlier to try to get some work done before the show. So it varies. It depends on how much work you'll give me. So it'll depend on the email I get from Chaz. Like, here's what we want to do tomorrow. If it's very audio heavy, then I'm like, maybe I'll come in like 3:30. Yeah. But I try to shoot between 4:15 to be here usually. So I'm usually up like 2:45.
2:45.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And what time does everyone go to bed? It fluctuates, but I'm between 9 and 10. I shoot for 9. And last night was 10.
I'm in bed by 9 o'clock. I'm usually like shutting the light off and going to sleep at 9:30.
Pam?
Between 9 and 10:30.
Phil?
Yeah, if I can get a decent nap in the afternoon, 10 o'clock will be about the latest I'll want to go. But yeah, 9 o'clock is what I look for.
I had some crazy nights before Jennifer and I started going out and when Jennifer and I first started going out. So there was some real fun nights where it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. She's like, don't you have to get up in a couple hours? I'm like, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We're not in ratings now. So I could be a little, you know, half there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm glad those days are behind me. Next question is from, where is it? Tribe member Nancy. Chaz, are you going to buy the rental property? Don't know yet. I'm looking into it. And I think I would not be a good landlord because I think you have to have a business aspect to it, you know? And if someone fell behind on the rent.
You take it personal?
And they have, but if they fell behind on the rent and they have kids and I wouldn't be able to evict them.
Right.
I can't evict people.
Make the kids work it off.
Yeah.
Give them tasks.
Cut my lawns.
I wouldn't be good at it.
Change my oil.
I wouldn't have that. sorry, you have to get
out. Doesn't matter.
I'd be that. Yeah, they're like 15 months behind, and I'm paying out my ass here. And
you're old enough to push a lawnmower?
So,
go for it.
I don't know. Like, I might flip properties, but that's another whole deal that takes a lot of time, and I don't have that time.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like if I was a carpenter and a plumber and an electrician.
Yep.
Yeah, so to answer your question, unknown, but starting to lean against it.
Gotcha.
Starting, it wasn't the call that had the person pooping in the kitchen cabinets that started the lean?
That started it. Yeah, and I'm in advancing in that direction.
I'm thinking stamp collection.
Tribe member Mike. No, we'll pass on that one. Oh, tribe member Ron. Is Pam going steady with that guy?
No. So he and I are just still seeing each other. We hang out all the time. We talk every day. But no discussions as to, you know, boyfriend, like steadiness, I guess. Right. We're just, you know.
Do you want that or no?
Yeah, I eventually do want that. We're seeing how it goes. We're, I guess, taking it slow.
How long has you guys been?
4 months.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that's slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we're not seeing anybody else.
Yeah. Right. So it's exclusive, but it's unsaid.
And as soon as the divorce is over, it's good.
Yeah. And the kids are,
exactly.
It doesn't happen.
Right. Oh. So, Ron, there's still time to swoop in, but you'd have to really be, like, you have to be dressed in a cheeseburger outfit.
Exactly,
I think.
Right.
Yeah. Make
you have to have
sure.
At least change of a buck.
There's caramelized onions in that outfit somewhere, too.
What?
Caramelized onions. And if you're holding a box of chocolates,
oh, forget
not
it.
Bad. Yeah.
Well, maybe for you after, because she can't seem to do anything right after that.
Right. Bing, bing, bing.
Bong, bong, bong.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Week in Review podcast. Thanks for going to the website and listening to the podcast. It's been record numbers, and it makes us look good. So thank you. And we got a new listener from a podcast that was emailed to him by a tribe member. So thank you for doing that stuff. That's the kind of stuff. Spread the word. With the podcast, just subscribe, and then you could comment, and it helps us when you search Chaz and AJ podcast. They come up higher in the search.
Mm.
So thank you. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
I'm out.
Pam's over there.
See ya.
Phil's over there.
Happy birthday, Johnny.
Yay!
Have a great week, and we'll see you back on the air.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.